On Midwest Week, is bail reform working in Illinois? I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Tony Watt, reporter for the Dispatch and Rock Island Argus. So to start with, Tony, what's a good way to understand how bail worked before it was changed this year in Illinois?
Well, there is a monetary bail that is applied in across the board on cases in the old system, mm-hmm. and so depending on the circumstances of the crime the defendant is accused of, they have to post what is called the bond, which is essentially a portion of that bail money that they are required to hand over to the state before they can be released.
And the idea is that putting up money will inspire them to show up for the court
show
trials.
Show up for the court and be potentially a detriment to them going out and doing something else, depending on the circumstances of the case.
Okay, so what was wrong with that system that we had in effect for, well, what seems like forever?
Well, the advocates of the new system were arguing that for people that did not have money, who were being charged with minor crimes, you know, low-level felonies, misdemeanors, things like that, that they couldn't post the bond. So they were essentially staying in jail because they didn't have the money to get out. Mm-hmm. And that was having a negative effect on their lives outside of jail, you know, outside of the case. Mm-hmm. So they argued that the system should be shifted, and what it's supposed to do now is it each defendant is assessed based off of their likelihood of appearing for hearings, mm-hmm. and for their potential threat to the community at large or to themselves in some cases, again, mm-hmm. depending on the circumstances of the case. And if they are believed to not be a threat and they will show up for their hearings, then they generally are released on, essentially on what is called a reconnaissance bond. They are allowed to leave without having to post money.
So what would make the judges or somebody think that someone is a threat? I mean, and they're essentially filling out a form, right? It's not
the defendant. First of all, it's divided broadly into two different categories: Category A and Category B. Category A defendants are ones that are they've committed a violent crime or a high level felony, or they might be considered likely to leave and not show up for court or something like that. They are still having a monetary bail imposed. Mm-hmm. Category B defendants are everybody else that would qualify under the new changes that could potentially get out and not just be held because they don't think they're a threat. And then as far as assessing it, they're assessed early on, and they try to get them into the whichever category they think best fits them, and then it goes from there.
Okay, so all of this has been in effect in Illinois and Rock Island County since January. What are local people saying about bail reform so far?
Generally, most of the officials that I spoke with for the article believe that it does seem to be working in the spirit that it was meant to.
They like the general idea.
Yeah, anyway. It does seem to be preventing people from being penalized simply because they do not have money. Mm-hmm. But they do have criticisms. For instance, the state's attorney John McGahey argued that there's a little less leeway. Mm-hmm. As far as he thought they were doing a pretty good job deciding who needed to be in jail and who needed to be out of jail before the law changed. And in this case, it seems they think they have a little less leeway as far as making that decision, and for better or worse. And whereas the public defender's office, not surprisingly, they have differing points of view. He believes that it is doing exactly what it's supposed to in most cases. There are some rough spots. Mm-hmm. Some of the language she thinks needs to be tweaked. It's a little unclear in some cases how it fits with other laws. So they're having to figure that out as they go along in some cases.
And how about the judges, or at least Judge Broad that you talked to? What does he think so far?
Judge Broad also believes that it seems to be the Rock Island County's Chief Judge Walter Broad believes that. He thinks it's working in the spirit as well. It seems to be not keeping people in that don't need to be in there. But they are seeing something interesting. Before the law really got into full swing, he and the sheriff's office were anticipating fewer inmates in the jail. And it turns out that that's not happening so far. They're still trying to figure out whether it's tied directly to the law or if there's something else going on. And it may take them a little while to do that. But right now they're actually seeing, if I remember right, the last time I talked to them, it was about 20 inmates more a day than they were actually seeing prior. So they're trying to decide if that is actually people in the category B that are going out and doing something else and coming back, or if it was something else, like there's a new, you know, like there's been an increase in a different sort of crime, and that's where it's coming from. So they really didn't pin it directly to this. They want more time to figure out what exactly is going on there, but they are actually seeing a few more inmates than they are than they thought before they would beforehand.
Okay, now one of the other consequences that you mentioned in your article was an impact on the sheriff's budget.
Well, the sheriff's office collects certain fees as part of the bail system, and uses those to offset the expense of the sheriff's office for the county. So the county gives the sheriff's office a budget, you know, and pays for the expenses. This revenue is used to offset that budget a little bit. Normally, it's about $150,000 in a fiscal year. And the last time I talked to Sheriff Jerry Bustos, he was anticipating this year probably going to be seeing about a third less, simply because there are not, you know, these people are not paying that money, so they're seeing less of it.
Yeah, did you get a chance to talk to any of the possible defendants to see what they say about it? Do they
I did try, but we did not really have a lot of luck finding someone who was willing to do it or that would be willing to put us into contact with someone.
So you're hanging out in court, and does it seem like the system is working smoothly, or are people just sort of scratching their heads as they go along?
No, I mean, when you're in court, you know, there's all kinds of things going on, and it does. I mean, the system's still flowing. When I'm sitting and watching defendants come through and they're doing their various hearings and everything, that still seems to be happening. As far as whether or not more people are choosing not to appear or something like that, since it's up to them to show up for their hearings more now, it would be hard for me to say. Some officials seem to think that there is more of that now. Others, you know, are a little less decided on it. But court still happens. They're still going through the system. All that stuff's still going on. So
okay, so it's too soon to know if more people are not showing up compared to before.
Yes. When I talked to Sheriff Bustos about that, he said it takes so long for cases to work through the system and really see how they're playing out, that it might be a little while before you see a trend. And so because, you know, the system is actually it plods along and does its thing. So it might be a little while before you can really start accurately identifying a trend because of a change in a law.
And do they foresee going to Springfield to say we need to fix this law or make it better or anything like that?
Nobody specifically spoke about that. John McGahee, the state's attorney, did say that at some point there may be a challenge, not anything specifically from this county, but in general, the law, there may be differing interpretations of the law, and that at some point that may end up in the appellate courts. And then it'll be, you know, that happens on occasion when there's a new law. Different districts have different definitions of what it actually means. And at some point, those end up before the appellate court, and then it gets straightened out maybe by the Supreme Court, maybe by the appeals court. But that's the thing about the law. It is open to interpretation, and sometimes you need other officials to straighten it out for you.